Welcome to Learned Lag, a podcast about yesterday's Learned League questions and answers. I'm George.
And I'm Amanda. George is in Zephyr A, and I am in Zephyr B. This is Season 18 for me, and Season 22 for George.
This is Day 25 of Season 90, the day after the anti-penultimate day. Question 1 asks us for a dessert topping that uses a quarter cup of granulated sugar per egg.
If I see egg whites plus sugar, I automatically think of meringue. That is what you mix together to make that light and fluffy topping for lemon meringue pie and for other types of desserts that have almost like a marshmallow-like quality to them. Although there are meringue cookies that may be kind of what this is describing, with a much higher sugar ratio. And you might bake these and they'd be just light and airy little crisp kind of confections. But either way, you know, whether it's the hard or soft version, whipped sugar and egg whites together is meringue.
Yeah, I kind of figured that a light and airy dessert and topping was going to be meringue. Just without knowing anything about the recipe, but... Okay, sugar and egg white made sense. So yeah, I'll go with that. I'll say meringue.
And that was the correct answer. Question 2 asks us to name the woman whose prominent government roles include a couple of ambassadorships and being Gerald Ford's chief of protocol.
A significant trivia gimme is Ambassador to Czechoslovakia. That's Shirley Temple Black. I'm sure there have been other interesting, possibly even noteworthy U.S. ambassadors to Czechoslovakia, but that's like the thing that if you see Ambassador to Czechoslovakia, it's going to be Shirley Temple Black.
Okay. And that's it for your explanation?
Yeah, that's...
Sure. Well, personally, when I initially think of a woman in diplomacy, I think of someone like Madeleine Albright.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But I didn't think that she had these kinds of diplomatic roles in this period of time, like the Ford presidency being, 73 to 76, right? And so I thought that was too early for it to be Madeleine Albright. And so then I did think back to, two things. One is that I remember that Shirley Temple Black had these type of diplomatic roles, later in her life after she was a child star as Shirley Temple. And then I also noticed in the clue that government was italicized, suggesting that she had other roles specifically. Mm-hmm. And who, has roles... besides an actress. I mean, that's the first thing I think of when I think of someone having a role that isn't, just the fact of that word usage really kind of clued me in that this was talking about someone who had acting roles before. And so that really kind of clinched it for me. So I also put down Shirley Temple Black.
And that was the correct answer.
Indeed.
So I want to point out that I looked through the Wikipedia entry for U.S. ambassadors to Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
None of them are notable. For the fact that one was named Outerbridge Horsey the Sixth. and in fact, his great-grandfather, Outerbridge Horsey the Third, was a lawyer around the kind of in the early time of the Republic. So yeah, a family with a long history of service to the United States.
There's Lin-Manuel Miranda's next musical, I think.
Yeah,
that's a very syncopated kind of name.
That's wow, just an amazing name. Question 3 asks us, what do the cows in the book Click Clack Moo do?
Yes, and this is a children's book that I believe we own a copy of. so that makes it a little easier. But in Click Clack Moo, the cows get a typewriter and they type up their demands to the farmer. And so that this is very much a gimme for me because it's a pretty cute book. It's a pretty distinctive book. I believe there's been a sequel or two, but Click Clack Moo, it's even a subtitle of the book. It's Cows That Type.
I didn't remember the subtitle, but I very much remembered the book. And yeah, I feel like you may have been able to get this just with the click clack.
Kind of. It's not the first thing I would think of cows
I'm betting a
doing
bunch of
that
people
would go
said
click clack.
dance, but
Could be,
like tap
could be.
dance, but I mean, or
Or play
really,
drums, or I
yeah.
don't know.
But yeah, this is one that was just right down our groove.
That brings us to question four, which asks us what island is near Victoria Harbor, which separates it from the Kowloon Peninsula.
So the Kowloon Peninsula I know is in one of those city states. I've heard of there's like a neighborhood, Kowloon Walled City. And my first thought was Singapore. And I thought, no, that just doesn't sound right. And then I went back and reread the question, and Victoria Harbor tells me, oh, this is a former English colony, dependency, whatever the technical term of it was. And while I think Singapore might have been one of those, the much more famous one is Hong Kong. And when I thought that, I thought, yeah, I think Kowloon is a neighborhood in Hong Kong. That makes sense to me. I think I might have heard of it via Hong Kong cinema. So I was fairly comfortable in saying Hong Kong.
Yeah, this one for me was really tipped by the Kowloon Peninsula because I believe Kowloon is the former name of Hong Kong. And so that came to mind right away. And at the same time, I had to, make sure and rethink it as far as I thought, when these kinds of questions come up, I think of all the different, islands that this kind of thing could be. And so Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, those were like the three possibilities that came to mind. For whatever reason, I dismissed Singapore because I really didn't think it had a relationship with that name Kowloon, but Taiwan was, closer enough that I had to really think it through. And, going back to the fact that Victoria Harbor is the body of water, the British influence really sounded much more like Hong Kong to me than it did Taiwan. I didn't feel super confident about that, but I felt like I had a pretty good rationale for also putting down Hong Kong.
And that was correct.
Yay.
Question five asks us for the name of Brothers, whose company merged with a Dutch margarine producer named Margarine Unier.
Yeah, this one, I just kind of assumed it would be Johnson and Johnson that they were referring to, and I, my brain wouldn't come up with any other plausible answers for me. I figured obviously this is asking for a company that's making, both personal care or cosmetic kind of products as well as foods and that kind of thing. And I thought, does Johnson and Johnson make some foods too? Maybe, sure. Why not? They're, a very large company. And, why wouldn't they have holdings that also do that? So I put down Johnson as the last name of the brothers who founded it.
I also read diversified company and soap making and margarine. Like, okay, this is going to be one of those huge conglomerates that just does everything. My first thought was Shell, and I thought, no, that's different. I know it's Dutch, and I know it like started with a different sort of mission statement.
Sure.
But I pushed that out of my head, and I thought, okay, so giving us the name of the Dutch margarine producer has got to be a big hint. And I thought Uni, and that immediately led me to Unilever. And I honestly don't even know whether I am pronouncing that name correctly.
I think it's Lever.
So, but that I figured, okay, yeah, if you'd asked me yesterday, what is the derivation of the name Unilever in this company, I would have been like, well, clearly it's, one lever. Because that, why
Or
wouldn't it be?
universal something or
Yeah,
other.
universe, yeah. But you know, seeing this, I figured, oh, well, that's got to be, you know, labor. And would that be, you know, a couple of, you know, would a couple of brothers be the Lever brothers? Sure. That's not a ridiculous idea for a surname. I don't know that I've ever met anyone mm-hmm. with that name, but why not? Why wouldn't it be John and Frank Lever or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So sure, we'll go with Lever.
That was the correct answer. Well done.
Yeah, really pulled that one out of nowhere.
Very nice. Finally, question 6 asks us, what TV game show features the competitions Aw Snap, Blindfolded Musical Chairs, Danger Words, Say What, and You Bet Your Wife?
So my first thought was Family Game Night, which is the one that I believe Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard host.
Uh-huh.
But then I looked at the date, and it said it debuted on NBC in December 2017. And I thought, that seems long ago for that show.
Yeah, that I feel
like
new,
that show
yeah.
is fairly new, like pandemic new.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure it's like only existed in the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to think back, and I thought, well, what's another one like that? And I immediately thought of Ellen DeGeneres' Game of Games. Because that, even though I've never seen that one, nor have I seen Family Game Night, I believe that the structure of it is, you know, a bunch of smaller games within a larger game show framework.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just judging by the name and the ads that we've seen. So I thought December 2017, so about 4 years old. I feel like that has been around for, yeah, 3 or 4 years. Sure. We'll go with Ellen's Game of Games.
Yeah, I do wish I had thought of that one because the only thing that came to mind for me that would be a collection of different games that people would go through that seemed like it fit with the date frame was Hollywood Game Night with
yeah.
Jane Lynch.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I, you know, I remember we watched a little bit of. And it's a very, you know, fillery, fluffy kind of, mm-hmm. you know, time filler show, basically.
Yeah, very much.
And this is one of those things where for whatever reason, like I remember enjoying Ellen DeGeneres' stand-up comedy. I liked her on the original sitcom. And then I kind of, you know, apart from like, you know, Finding Nemo and Finding Dory, because our kid watches all the Pixar movies,
mm-hmm.
Kind of have drifted away from keeping track of any of her career. Like I never watched her daytime, you know, talk show. And this has passed me by as well. It's just kind of not my bag, I guess. It's not one of the things that I have enough time to spend on just, you know, having in the background or anything like that. So yeah, I just, the long story short, I put Hollywood Game Night cause that's the one I could remember, you know, even having seen.
Reasonable. Yeah. Yeah. If I'd thought of that, I may well have answered it, but I think if I'd been presented with it and also Ellen's Game of Games, I would have thought, I feel like Hollywood Game Night was older. It had been on longer than that.
That's true, but also I feel like Ellen's Game of Games hasn't possibly been on for 4 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the,
that's kind of crazy to
these
me.
These most recent 4 years, which have been simultaneously a month and a half and a century.
I guess, so, but man.
Yeah. Well, it was Game of Games.
It was indeed.
AKA Ellen's Game of Games.
Good job.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that means...
I beard it.
Hooray! You
beard
it.
For the first time this season.
Good job.
This entire bloody season, I managed to beard it.
Okay. Well, great day to do it on, at least. Besides being the last day, you're up against one of the heavy hitters.
Number one in our rundle.
Yes. So that is some ideal timing.
I weirdly have a 2-3-1 record against.
Yeah, that's
pretty
good.
Despite being an absolute thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He's right up there, so... Yeah. Very good
so
poll
I feel,
right there.
I feel great about today.
You should. Yeah. You should. I think those are really good polls. My hope here, you know, this is sort of my last ditch attempt at being able to get in the promotion zone. I don't know if I like my odds of that, unless my opponent really has a terrible day. The one thing that may help is that my TV score is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
So they might well zero or
yeah,
one that for
I,
me.
Yeah, I would have won it for you, probably.
And... You know, the American history and geography questions I got. So,
yep.
of course, what they should zero is meringue, because that is the gimme of all time. Yeah. So I'm probably getting at least a point off the top for Game of Games, and probably another two for Lever. But, you know, I've won with fewer points even this season, for sure.
That's true.
So, fingers crossed. I don't know if there's much of a chance, but still feel pretty good about finishing near the top of the Rundle. I think there are, you know, there are like five of us that are right in the 28 to 30 point range, and so I don't feel like I was underperforming for my own expectations, at least.
Good.
So, could be worse.
Well, that's it for today. Tune in a couple of months for more post-game analysis.
In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter at LRNDLG. That's Learned League without the vowels. And remember,
don't forfeit.
Don't cheat.